First of all, I must say that I really wish you would have chosen this subject for the writing challenge because, as you know, I'm not any good in talking. I am more comfortable when I write and I can state myself more clearly through writing. But as you so unfortunately haven't had, I have taken some notes of what I'm going to say because I really love the subject and I don't want to curse myself afterwards for forgetting anything. Secondly, I wanted to thank you for this rather amazing subject. It's awesome. Thank you. Okay. I think love is a foundation. I think that some form of it should exist in everyone's life. And when I say love, I don't mean just the way that members of opposite sexes feel toward each other. Love is not that limited. As Leo Tolstoy puts it, if it is true that there are as many minds as there are heads, then there are as many kinds of love as there are hearts. There's the kind of love you feel toward a family member, the one you feel for a friend or your significant other. They are different kinds of love, but they are basically the same. Like, no matter what kind of love it is, we know that it is to be earned. Blood or looks or money, they don't ensure love. Kindness, support, and sacrifice does. As I told you before, family is not whom have the same blood as yours, but those who have loved and cared about you. Secondly, love is not to be imitated. Thirdly, love is a precious, delicate thing. Once you've earned it, you must be careful with it. As Julian Moore puts it, loving someone is giving them the power to break your heart, but trusting them not to. And I do not know a finer definition of love. Firstly, love is a heartbreaker by nature. It puts you through all kinds of bad things. It makes you vulnerable. Fifthly, everything has a price, so does love. Love gives us humanity, but to remain human, we need to suffer alongside it. But to me, it is worth it. I quote Cassandra Clare here, "Our hearts, they need a mirror, Tessa. We see our better selves in the eyes of who love us, and there is a beauty that alone brevity provides." That's brilliant and beautiful at the same time. Our loved ones are proof that we are capable of goodness, that we can be kind and caring, that we may be guarded in the world outside, but we are gentle with the things we love. Sixthly, love makes people do crazy things. It makes them hysterical in times of danger and overprotective in times of risk. As Shakespeare says, to be wise and love exceeds men's might. And finally, this feeling, whatever you want to call it, is a mouthful. I have never ever told someone that I really care about that I love them. Like, never. But if we don't tell them, it doesn't mean that we don't love them. It just, we fear to not hear it back. Or, you know, to sound ridiculous. Like, I used to hug my mother when I wanted to leave the house for school. And my sister would always be there rolling her eyes at me. But, you know, it was kind of my way of communicating with her, that hug. It actually translated, "I love you so much and I'm so glad to have you in my life and I'm so sorry you have to put up with me." And I know I will never forget it, and I will never regret it. Because what urged me toward this act was the fact that tomorrow I might never have the chance. Yeah, dramatic, but that's true. I had weird thoughts and fears when I was a kid. So I hope that we all find the courage to mouth it before it is too late.